You come over to my house tomorrow at 1:30. I said, yeah, sure. Meanwhile, he didn't tell me what his name... I mean, that was like openers. He didn't tell me what his name was. He didn't tell me where he lived, his phone number, or anything. You know. So he said, okay, come over to my house at 1:30 tomorrow. Click. You know, and you know, just hung right up. So I said, oh, wow, what am I going to do? You know. Well, half an hour later, Tony Williams called me and said, hey, did Miles call you? So I told him, yeah. He said, well, anyway, Tony gave me his address, and I went over to his house, and for 3 days, Tony Williams, George Coleman, Ron Carter, and myself, the four of us played down in the basement of Miles' apartment. Miles came down about twice each day, and he played one or two notes and threw his horn out on the couch and run back upstairs. But I couldn't figure, I thought I was being auditioned for all these 3 days. And on the last day he came down and said, we have to be at Columbia Studios tomorrow at 2:30. I said, what? You know? And I said, well, Miles, am I in the group? You haven't even said anything. Am I in the group or what?
He said, you're doing the record date, aren't you?
fixed his, he's got to put him down. He saved his beans, and bind after bind, finally, he swung with a Swiss passport, swooped the scene, and lit in the land of the cool to prove and groove with the Alpine heads. So now he's made it. It's a drag and no gig. Well, he messed around a little bit looking to pick up on a job here and there and so on and so forth, and he finally got on a light boot repair kick. That's the only thing this cat could get to do. It was so light that he was about to dig some boot soup when a buddy cat hipped him and needed to buy it. Burn in our dear factory. So the hip on it took off to sound the man for the gig. Now it took him 14 hours to convince this cat that he could tell a good idea from a bad one, you see what I mean. And he still would have missed if the cat hadn't heard that he was suffering from the gold shots in front. So he really dug the gig on a pity kick. He was such a sweet, groovy cat, Earth Angel, you see what I mean, that this short green kick cooled his living strain. Now ready, really ready, he looked around and finally zeroed in. He became the king of all spaceheads. He cruised through the zonosphere and the bolosphere and the rhombosphere and the hipposphere and the lithosphere and the zipposphere and the gonosphere and the way gonosphere. He was way. As a matter of fact, he was gone so long and was so far out that when he returned and cooled and done what he brought back with him, he flipped, shook the poor cat so bad he couldn't leave his pad for 2 weeks. And that's how he jumped. And like the hip on it say, let's play it cool, and let's play it sweet, and let's keep thinking right, and we're gonna be with it a long time.
Bartender, we have some drinks at this table.
Oh, this is the worst thing I've ever
seen. Okay, everybody get together, put your hands together, let's do something like this. All right!
Thank you. is whole.